Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If you want to be my friend, you had better go and get a pen. And maybe we can keep in touch like we did in the old days. It wasn't so long ago. And I wish you well. Oh, sign your pen.
It's called straight tone.
That's called straight tone right there. That was great.
Lissa teaches us about music.
By the way, I will start a longing runner's bit on your podcast for people. When you're singing happy birthday to people, it happened to like a friend of mine. You know, what happened when I couldn't hold it on? I was breathing.
Yeah.
We did it one night for like, it was like 3.5 minutes.
That's
and we
run.
Just held the note. Oh, and then you know, everybody knew when. If someone else stops, you got it. But when there's 7 people, it's like easy.
Oh, it's so easy. I love that.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
It feels good. You get into a bit of a samba. Thanks for coming, man.
Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're joined today by a good friend of ours, Todd Rash.
Okay.
Todd Glass is in the studio, folks. Mm-hmm. You know him and you love him. His podcast is...
No, I don't do a podcast anymore.
I know, but his podcast... is where he and I I feel like we were already friends, but doing your podcast opened my eyes to the level of audio silliness that can exist.
Sure.
And is there still a feed where people can go back and listen to those shows?
A lot of them on YouTube, and they're all at now I'm gonna forget where Jimmy Pardo's podcast is.
No,
Jimmy's is it like a he has a co-op within
like an umbrella.
Art 19.
Yeah, okay.
And that's what it is.
And they're all there. Matter of fact, I'm doing a catch-up podcast in about a week. But Rory, no kidding, I go back, and that's where you used to come on and do.
Mark.
I would ask you, I go, you're not offended? I just wanted you to come on the first time and just do Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
And you sat there the whole time. In my phone, it says your name, AKA Mark Wahlberg.
You're a twerk.
I go, it's time to take that out. You know when you know someone by a certain thing?
Yes, you have to give a notation.
And then
eventually you go, but some people live their whole lives never losing the notation.
Never losing the notation.
I have a guy next to it, just because of the day I met him, I wrote Lothario. And then that's what's the business.
You
put the business section of what they are. I don't know why it's still there.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're at a if you're somewhere and you lose your phone and that person is still in there under that and you go, hey, would you do me? I can't find my phone. And then they see it and the light it goes, wait, met through. That's our friendship. So I go, well, it's
or when you share a contact, it'll say that too.
No,
yeah,
oh, I never thought about that.
Okay, well, I wouldn't share it with the person, so that's okay. That's okay.
I've never
but they're
thought
so
about that.
Funny, Rory. I go back genuinely and listen. And they're just still so, I mean, you came like a freight train always, and it was always so much fun. Yeah. It was always so much fun.
Well, my point is we don't do that here. It's very serious, dramatic.
Oh, you do?
Okay. We tell sad stories.
That's fun, too.
But we kind of laugh about them, you know, try to convince ourselves that things are okay when they're not.
That's fun, too.
And that's how we deal with trauma.
Thank
you. Guys are listening to Trauma Pals with Daniel Todd.
Oh, Martin. Gosh, that would be that'd hard be the worst, coming wouldn't it? Here every day.
Todd, you're up to something right now. You're out there. You're out there in the world. What do you got going on?
A lifetime.
Tell us what's going on.
Well, I've been sort of trying to get this as clean as I can. So, you know,
we'll help you. We'll help you clean it up.
Oh, you help me shape it.
We'll shape it.
I mean, of course, I've been talking about comedy clubs and atmosphere forever. So, with all the past of me talking about that, and I've used bands in my act over the years, but it's sort of come to a, you know, it's turned into something, mm-hmm. and I've been touring with it for 5 years, and I'll just go through this really quick. And so it's very hard to explain, but I should be able to. It is backed by my show is backed by a live band,
right?
And this all comes to why I need some help. And it's the guts of it are a stand-up comedy show.
Yep.
You know, I know what it's like to want to go see stand-up comedy, and I want this show to be, I don't want anyone to go, oh, is it a play?
Right,
is it
yeah, yeah.
No, it's my stand-up comedy act, but I'm backed by a huge band. But, you know, the show starts outside before the doors even open. I have a saxophone player
you
playing outside.
You start setting atmosphere.
Setting atmosphere. And I always did it, but for this show, I realized there's a lot more room to go further. And one of the things I realized, it's not just a line. If you have a saxophone player playing outside, and he doesn't noodle.
Yeah.
I tell him, I don't want to noodle. You play songs people know. He plays with tracks. Like, he has an amp and tracks, and it's good. You know the songs. It sounds great. But if you're walking to the club that night or wherever we're going to do the show in New York, two blocks away, you hear this.
Yeah.
The show started.
Yes. Yeah.
The show started two blocks away, and before the doors open. And then while they're being seated, they're playing. You know. And after the show, I have if I can have an ice cream truck in the street, I have it. If not, we do something. You know, we do something in the lobby, and the band goes out there.
Yeah.
So it is a real labor of love, and I don't call it the event of a lifetime for nothing. So what I wanted to do, I've been making the show as tight as I could be for the last 3 years on the road. Matter of fact, this year, we talked about this, I traveled without the band because I wanted to get my stand-up as tight as it could fucking be.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not kidding you, Rory. I go out on stage now. I don't know if as you do comedy longer and longer, like, I hope I'm saying it right. Like, I have something to prove.
Yeah.
And I go out every night given, I mean, I always gave it my all because I liked it. But if an audience was a 7 back in the day, 7 isn't bad.
Yeah.
7 out of 10. 7 means they're not talking. They're just probably not giving you what you want. But they're not talking. They're not heckling. They're not doing anything.
They're just there.
I don't give up on them.
Yeah.
I try and I get them now. Because it just means go out. Don't be a silly right away. Do the material for a while. 15 minutes in. Go joke. So now I want to do the show in New York.
Yeah.
And I really believe that the only thing that could go wrong, and this sort of explains a huge chunk of the money, is to not have the right budget to do it right.
Yeah.
I could go do the show in New York for a month straight if you don't have serious funding, like a play.
To really push it.
To push it.
Like push it out.
To let people know about it. Then it's just going to be a waste of time. So a huge chunk of that money is for the PR company that will come in. And, it's a big matter of fact. I think you guys might drop in. This is like the opening. I took it from when Jimmy Kimmel introduced me on a show. You can just play like, you know, 20 seconds of it, but it's me taking the stage from the back of the room, which I love every single night. It's so much fun to come from the back of the room.
Yeah.
And so we're going to let it breathe
now? We'll drop it right now.
I thought,
what a clip!
I thought,
you know the funny thing, it's not even a funny clip. It looks so
I thought funny. It was fine.
Oh, Roy.
That is too rich for my blood. Good Lord.
Oh.
Now, I think I get it now.
Bring it down,
I get what
Roy.
You do.
Bring it down.
I get who you are. You're funny.
Are you going to give me the money for this?
No.
All right, last thing. So we started a crowdsource at Seed and Spark. But I'm trying to make this as clean as I can. Thank you for letting me go along with this.
Yep.
But if you go to my website, toddglass.com, boom, it'll take you right over to Seed
then, and
Spark.
And you can, and you guys can, there's different tiers of things. If you donate some money at this level, you get a thing. If you donate at this level, you get a thing. We're not going to tell you what that is because your job is to go to the website.
Well,
go
to
the website and look at it. Okay.
One of them is name the band after you or your business. Now, first, my friend goes, the business. I go, I'm not going. Like, first, I thought it was Tony's Pizza.
Yeah,
my
friend
Daniel Kino goes, let him name the band after you. If there's a business, it could almost be a tax write-off. I go, I'm not going on the Tony Pizza band. But then I went, oh, yes, I would. I go, if they pay for it,
sure,
and I go to the band, because we can't change the placards every
day. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know it says the Todd Glass Band, but this band knows what they are. If all 10 of them go,
if they
we're the Tony Pizza band.
If they want to throw in the money for placards for the night that they have the show, let them.
Then we'll put that out there too.
Yeah.
So and so to name the band after you for the night. But the last thing is, and this is maybe a pipe dream. This is the last thing.
Yeah.
Maybe if it's a benefactor out there, someone said, "Oh, benefactors, they want to just be involved in the business."
Yes.
Okay. So my goal is once I get the money through the crowdsource, or if it happens through a benefactor, or maybe two benefactors,
right.
Let's say. My goal was, I don't want to ask my comedian friends for the money. I don't want to do that. But I will ask them.
We don't want to give it to you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I told him yesterday.
Keep him honest.
He said, don't ask Rory. Yeah. He said he's very stingy. And
he gave me $10 just to make sure I warned you of that.
But once I get the money through the crowdsource, but if I get it through a benefactor, let's say two benefactors, my goal was once I have the money, then go to my comedian friends, for a lack of a better word, you know, the ones with big, you know, bigger names. Bigger
high rollers.
Famous.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
To ask them for their name.
Illuminati
to present
members.
Me. In other words, like on the billboard or any advertisement, it would say, you know, I don't want to say the names, but I'll say a few names because they know I'm coming after
Rodney
them.
Dangerfield.
Bob Newhart.
Jim Gaffigan, maybe
Bob
Sarah
Newhart.
Silverman, Eric Andre, John Mulaney, Patton Oswalt.
Don Rickles.
That's not
you should
the
actually
list.
I have all of them.
Well, I am. I'm doing five.
No, but all is one. All of those names
I am.
Presents Todd Glass.
No, that's what I'm doing.
Oh, so that people read that for, and then Todd Glass shows
No. See, I'm too passionate about this to joke.
It's like they're the marquee.
And I don't want people to watch this and go, Todd's not going in on the joking because he's in the middle of his
He doesn't
pitch.
Know how to. He's changed.
I've
go
changed.
Ahead.
I've changed.
Most of this is going to be edited out.
Oh, we don't keep this in.
Oh, you don't keep this
we
in?
Haven't started, no,
we haven't
even started.
Oh, I'm sorry. So let me. I want to make this very clear because I do think there's a chance this will happen. So yes, that is the goal.
Yes,
but it's not going to be. They're going to know what it is. Everyone knows it's usually like this person presents one person.
Right.
Mike Birbiglia presents.
You're going to have possibly five.
Five.
But if you get a benefactor,
it's a kitsch idea, but it also will put people in seats. But if I get a benefactor to that pay for the whole thing, their name will go up there too.
Sure.
Here you give this amount of money and you get to be on a billboard and present something with some really big names. I don't know who the big names are going to be.
I threw
out some that obviously I would love their audience.
Yeah,
that's
the
who I'm looking at. Whose audience am I jealous of?
Yeah.
That is big. That is big. And so they can get their name in all the advertisers. You give, you know, you split it between another friend and you get your name in all the advertising with all those people.
Yeah.
And I think I said it. And again, I appreciate you letting me go along with this. I think I said it well.
We edit.
And now we're done.
You said it really well.
You said it really well.
You explained
well.
It.
I think I did it better
but
yesterday.
But you know what? You said it with passion.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know why I did it better
people
yesterday?
Need to know
why?
You believe
because
it.
Those guys, no offense to you, they weren't interrupting me and joking around.
Jesus
I don't need the jokes.
Christ, here we go.
I've been doing this a long time.
Right.
Not you.
Here we go.
Right. Oh, I know.
You know what I'm talking
Every
about.
Every day.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I love it.
Yeah.
I love you.
Well, it's we'll come on your show and try to gain back some of those listeners we just lost.
You always say Rory wins every time. Every time. You know what I mean by win? Like, I'll throw something at Rory, or I'll be like, you know what, Rory? You don't even like me. You don't call me. You don't like me. If I didn't call you, you'd never call me. Boom. And he goes, oh my God, I thought you would never figure that out. Like, you fucking son of a
piece
bitch.
Of shit.
You piece of shit.
Should we take a quick break? We'll be right back.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Stadtsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
you'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Get emotional with me, Riley Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Riley Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the letters!
Wait, you go Miami Vice on stage?
Oh yeah. Well, no. Just with jackets, not with.
Well, that's
sports
what Miami
jacket.
Vice is.
But they wouldn't. Then this is not.
Yeah,
Miami
but they don't
Vice.
Do stand up.
Miami Vice is sports jacket.
You didn't see the stand up episode?
Miami Vice is sports jacket.
I know it's sports jacket, but I'm just saying jacket hiked up is the move.
But I don't know if
that
you call
feels
it Miami
very
Vice.
1980s.
Yeah,
though.
I don't know if you call. It Miami
I know,
Vice.
But I'm saying a jacket where you roll up the sleeves is what they did on Miami.
But I
Vice.
Think it's only called Miami Vice if it's a sports.
It's called
jacket.
Miami Vice because it takes place in Miami.
No, it's called Vice. Oh wait, that is right.
And they're on the Vice squad.
Oh, that is right. Before the show, Rory goes, "Hey, I go. These mics here are nice because you don't have to hold it all show. And then you know, if plus I'm a passionate person. If I'm getting passionate, I leave my hands in a cramp.
Yeah.
And I go, well, then why do you make me hold the mic? And you two have."
I said we don't have the budget.
Why don't you put a mic put here like a drummer? How about like a drummer that comes? Oh,
no, we can't.
Okay, here we go.
Well, now we have to pay for a new sign.
Oh my god! All right, let me calm down and be a good guest.
But you love to move. Look how much freedom that gives
you. That is true.
Can I ask a question, Daniel? I recently saw you perform the Rose Gold Tour for the last time.
Thanks.
What is a Miami Vice?
Oh, it's a pina colada and a strawberry daiquiri combined.
Oh yeah, I did like that.
It is.
With liquor? It did sound good. That is a good name for a drink. It made me want the drink, and I didn't even know what it was.
Miami Vice.
Isn't that a great name for a drink?
Even non-liquor, you put yourself...
Is that not a great name for a drink?
Oh, I love it.
I wanted to drink it, and I didn't even know what it was. I was like, oh, I would love a Miami
Vice. You put yourself
by a pool? What is it again?
It's strawberry daiquiri combined with a pina colada.
Wow.
Even no alcohol. You put yourself by a pool on a hot day, you're just enjoying drinking that.
Celebratory. That's a good one. If you're having a party for people that don't drink, but you want them to have a celebratorial drink,
it's
so they
a great
feel.
One. Great a good one.
I had a tag. I thought of a tag last night.
So tell me now. I don't care.
What was the name of the lady next to you?
Janet.
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 That's what he says. Janet. He's like, Janet. And then there's Janet.
Janet's
me off.
Yeah, I'm drinking Miami Vice. Janet's jerking me off.
And I thought, because that's how they heat the pool.
That's good. That's really good.
He brings up how they heat the pool before.
I get into a pool and there's a swim up bar and I go, why do you guys heat this pool? And the bartender goes, we don't. You people do. Well, it's so got a gross. Bar. It's got a bar in it.
So gross.
Everybody's just sitting at this bar just pissing while
it's
they drink.
So disgusting. The
Do whole you think so?
Think? I did it.
It was in Texas.
In a Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville resort.
Right? Now you're rethinking everything you've ever thought.
Well, I knew people peed in the pool, but I didn't.
I thought a color would come out and you'd be caught.
No.
Is that true at all?
No. I thought it's something that would go purple. Here's why. You clearly
you could
just did
do
that.
It. I'm sure you could have something react to that chemical.
No one would go
but
in
then
the
you'd
pool.
Have to then you're like, "Cool, you caught me. You now have to
empty your drain pool."
Yes, you've dyed your pool.
That's a great point. I never ever once thought about that. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
That's why they just up the chlorine, because then it kills everything so fast, and you don't have to.
But like you've gone tubing, right?
I've peed in the pool, I'm
but
not
you've also
lie.
Gone tubing.
Hey, this is a safe space. This is a Thank safe space.
You. Everybody's drinking for 6 hours.
You do. You've got it.
I really just shit got it. A little.
Can
I'll
I
be
feel?
Right back. Oh, maybe
can
don't. Well, this is not amazing, but
no, I'm only feeling because then I want you to feel me.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Hey,
that's good.
Feel mine.
Ow! Ow!
I didn't say hurt me.
Oh, no, you put a bag of mashed potatoes in there. Shut up. I know your pranks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did, but it's just because there's no muscle at all if I don't.
That would make it seem bad.
It just feels like a chopstick.
Like, oh, I think I broke his arm.
You're like David Cross and... What was the band from Mr. Show where they pulled out
oh,
the
Oh, Ronnie
blanket?
Dawg. When he's yeah. Titanica.
Yeah, Titanica. God. Okay, here we go. Ready? Dear Splendorifus Pen Pals, because I love you both equally.
Oh.
What the haps?
Yeah.
Printed, not handwritten, because my chicken scratch is worse than a doctor's.
Oh.
It's been a wild ride getting here, listening to the podcast for almost 2 years, but I'm officially a paler. As of today, that means they've listened to every episode. This letter was finished the night before I see y'all, Danley Manley and A. Rory Borealis, for your Pen Pals live show in San Francisco.
Oh.
Just want to thank you both for on multiple occasions, making me laugh so hard I had to stop what I was doing and tell my friends and boss who got me into the pod, hashtag grow the show. You've brought so much love and joy to the world just by being your beautiful selves. Anywho, on to the question. What rituals, daily or more, or on more special occasions, do you two have, and you as well, Todd, which you hold dear? I ask because I've recently been reflecting on how I hold certain actions sacred. One of these is using a multi-piece coffee setup called a siphon that uses a round bottom flask and heat source such as a halogen lamp to boil the water and then filter the coffee by vacuum filtration.
Love
I'm very
all
proud of myself
of
for not stumbling.
God, I love all that.
It's lengthy, over the top, and wonderfully nerdy, but the process in the morning is truly meditative, knowing I've done a labor of love to set up my day for success and for sweet, sweet dopamine. Another more special occasion is resurrecting an old 70s show DVDs and searching aimlessly for my old PlayStation 3 to watch it, as well as cooking a grand three-course meal for my family when I'm home for the holidays, as these were things that my brother and father bonded with me growing up. Unfortunately, I lost them suddenly within 2 years of each other and for a long time struggled to find a sense of meaning. But rituals like these have grounded me, and now I can spread these joyous acts to the ones I love, which feels more like I am able to give their infectious energy back to the world of compassion and nurturing over these last 9 years. Hashtag when is what. It's something I take pride in, and I hope there are rituals that warm your hearts as well. Lastly, the sticker included was designed by my wonderful, talented partner, Nikki. Yes, you can say both of our names. If you'd like to have the source image or would like other pieces, she'd be happy to share them by Instagram DM. And
love
then
that.
Share that handle. I wish you the best and will patiently await each new episode to drop like the addict I am. Sincerely, Derek. Bling, bong, bing, bong,
bling, 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 bling.
And then
bling.
We got these
let's see them.
Stickers.
Let's see them. What do we
that's
got?
That's a good one. The letter.
And we can have these. We can have more of these if we want.
Oh, I love
it. We could just open source it and say, anybody who wants a sticker, here you go.
I love it. This is like, I feel
we
like
should
these,
give credit to this artist.
These characters look a little bit like the Boondocks.
At
like
Bagels.
Do you watch that show? The Boondocks? You know?
Yeah.
Doesn't
yeah.
it kind of look like those characters?
At Bagels Doodles.
Yeah,
BAYGULLSDOODLES.
Bagels doodles.
Bagels.
Do you have like a daily ritual you have to do starting the day or at any point in the day where you go, I have to do this every day or, is it ritual? At, or every week or
yeah, I won't include going to the gym every day, although that is
I think that's
I'm the same.
Huge. That, I think yeah, that's it. Yeah.
The dry sauna. But one is can I give two real
yeah.
quick?
You yeah. can give
one is
too long.
Give three. One is you know, I started watching this. I noticed like you know, people that were living in their sprinters, like really decked out sprinters.
Yeah.
And they would park on the beach and they would always mm-hmm. make a big deal about their coffee in
yeah.
the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it looks so like relaxing.
I agree.
So I drink instant coffee. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't drink, but I put it in a nice can. I don't, you know, the instant coffee bottle.
Yeah.
And I do try to make a little bit of a ritual in the morning and light a candle even. I have these things that smell like, you know, I never like incense because they all smell perfumey.
Yeah.
And whatever they say they smell like, after 2 seconds, it just smells like. I yeah. said, can't they just have a smell that smells like a tree, like a pine tree or an oak tree or whatever? And somebody bought them for me. So you light them, and then they smell exactly like a fireplace.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
transforms the whole room. Everyone I know has gotten them.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
our strongest sense. That's so good for
it's,
you.
You know, I've been doing this for about 3 years, and you would think I'd be tired of it by now. Like, oh, you get used to it. No, it changes the whole room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I will, or if at the end of the day, if I'm ready for the day to be over, I shut the blinds and light one, light a candle, and then have my coffee and try my hardest to just enjoy decompress. It.
Yeah,
enjoy
yeah,
that
yeah.
process. And the other one is for the, relating with this person. This is like sad, but it doesn't have to make
sure.
the day sad. You know, recently I lost like a really, like if I lost one of you, like you guys, you know, very close friend of mine. And then I lost my mom about a year ago and I let myself, it's almost like a guided thing where I let myself think about her. I'll play a song mm-hmm. like she, you know, she had really good taste in music and we would hear these songs growing up.
Yeah.
And I'll be in bed. I usually do this. Did they say to start the day?
Anytime.
I mean, I think at any point.
Any point. Yeah, I do yeah. this at night sometimes, and I'll lay in bed, and I'll let myself with a guided cry.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'll
yes.
call it. A guided
yeah.
cry to
oh,
help
like
myself
that.
Get
yes.
there.
Yeah.
And I did it about 3 weeks ago. I didn't even plan this one, but I was scrolling, and I hit the Bare Necessities. And I remember my mom took us to Disneyland,
yeah,
and
yeah.
my dad. And I listened to Bare Necessities, and one time I did it with the song Hair. My mom took us to see Hair when we were very, very young. I mean, like in elementary school.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
she
yeah.
was smart to do it.
Yeah.
I remember all those songs.
Yeah.
And they were good things for us to know. My mom was very, like, cool like that. And
yeah.
I just started. I mean, like, I just was bawling.
Yeah.
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, it was just overwhelming.
Right.
I thought of everything she did, making candles with my class. And I was like, oh my God. It was like, I was just like crying where I couldn't catch my breath.
Yeah, yeah,
sure.
yeah.
But I knew on the other end of it, it wasn't going to ruin my day. It
yeah.
was just going to make me appreciative. And
very therapeutic.
Well,
very
it's
therapeutic.
Like you said, the sauna. It's to me, it's almost the same experience. When you go in the sauna, after, at first it's sort of fine, and then it starts to engulf you, and by the end of it, it's you'll know when you need to leave it.
You
right?
gotta get out.
But it's a space, and yeah. you it's mm-hmm. almost the same thing where you're like, I'm gonna go into this space, and we've talked about this a lot. Like, energy can't be deleted, and I think that like you entered in to, like, we talk about this too, like frequency, like when people are high on certain things and they're like, oh, the trees talk to me. It's like, did they talk to you? Did they not? I don't know, but you altered your frequency of your brain, so maybe you were in tune. And so
exactly.
you tuned into the frequency of her energy,
right?
And you had access points that get you into that. And so you lived in that space of her energy, which is still here.
It still
exists. You just tune into it.
Oh, the love, I think my friend that died talked me through my mom's death. He said, love transcends, only the body dies.
Yeah.
And so, but I don't know if I heard this expression, but like, this has to do with why this doesn't ruin the rest of my day. Like,
sure.
someone said, like, if I'm around, like, the fire pit and somebody tells a sad story, maybe they'll go, oh, I'm sorry, I ruined the night. I go, no, you didn't.
Yeah, right, yeah,
and
yeah.
what I mean is that makes us appreciative. And I think there's an expression, you can only be as high as you'll be as you can go low.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that now. I understand, yes, because why? What was it? It sounds good, but what's that? Because you go low and you can appreciate things and you come back to it, you dry your eyes and
yeah,
you
yeah.
have soak up life. And
yeah.
One more quick thing about that. It happened.
No, and that's all the time we have today.
Is that okay.
you just go with it.
It was, oh. is, and I now know that on the other side of it, how good I'm going to feel.
Yeah.
Sure.
And, you know, my mom, I never had dogs or cats, and I grew up with a ton of them. And I always thought my mom wanted me to have a dog or a cat. And recently a cat found me.
This is the best.
Very, very
thing.
Hungry. It wasn't from another house that was being fed. And it was 7 months old. It was underweight. And
little black cat.
A little black cat.
Yes.
And I knew that. I know it. I get it. I'm not like, oh, animals are nice. Like, yeah. I grew up with animals. Yeah, I love animals. But this little thing, I named him Murphy. And I bring him home one night, and Murphy's outside. I haven't let him in yet. It's like 5 days in, but I'm feeding him. Yeah, I put a big blanket out there. You know, I don't. So I'm laying in bed, and I look at one of my shoes that my mom's dog chewed.
Yeah.
And I just started to bawl because that's the last thing that one of my mom's dogs is ever going to chew. Whoever thought I'd miss that?
Right. Yeah.
And then I have an espatula of hers. That I gave her, that I framed for her, because we had it since we were in kindergarten. I framed it for 10 years ago. Like, I took it from her house, I framed it, and I ran over some amount of cookies made with it. So I go back home 2 years later, I go, what happened to that frame I got? She goes, oh, I needed it. So she took it out and started using it again.
That's so great.
But now I have
That's also it. Perfect.
So that's up there, and then...
She goes, so now the cookie count is wrong, because it's more.
Wait, you reframed?
I didn't reframe it. It's leaning behind my coffee. Yeah. Okay. And I'm almost there.
You're fine.
And then when I was home about 3 years ago, I needed a blanket. And my mom, I went to take a blanket. She goes, oh, you don't want that blanket. It's a puppy blanket. Like when she had a litter of puppies and they peed and pooped all over it.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, it's so soft. And I used it for 3 days and I loved it. I took it like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I had the edges trimmed off and put new rim on it. So that's at the end of my bed.
Yeah,
the spatula's over there. My chewing shoe is over there. And I'm about to let a cat in the house that might have fleas and sleep with it in bed. And I thought, oh, my mom, I'm you, you know?
Right.
And let me tell you, it hit me big time. But I did feel flushed afterwards, and I felt really good.
Yeah.
And so that is sort of a ritual that I've done a reasonable amount over the past
I like
few
that.
Years.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I love that.
I jack off a lot.
Let him finish.
What do you think about that?
Let him finish, and I mean that sexually.
I think it's a joke. You're right. He might be going.
No, he's
going to
finish.
Off a lot.
He's going to finish
every day, and you're getting it in.
But Rory,
do you every day? It's hard with a kid to wife. Right? Did you before?
It's hard with a kid to wife. I don't think I've ever done it every day, but there's always goals. There's always things to shoot for. You know what I mean?
What do you think we mean when we say the gym? You and coffee.
Yeah, so
you ritualize the ordering and consuming of coffee.
You know, I can't I'm not going to lie. I can't tell if you would be drawn to this or not. It's actually, and I feel like I know you pretty well, like stuff that I think Todd would, oh, I'd like this, or you'd like the just like, you could do it quicker with this other thing and I don't care about it. Like, I think there's stuff that you go back and forth on.
I know the answer already.
Yeah.
I might not have the patience to do it, but even when I saw your coffee at your house, I admire the artistic look of that machine.
I think there's that, Rory's and I think also deep. Like on Instagram, I would look at people that are just making a shot of espresso, which, you know, is like, and we're talking less than a minute, 2 minutes to really consume and enjoy. But I watch people with all the gadgets and the toys they have. And I mean, now in 2024, those gadgets and toys are fucking sexy looking.
Right.
And the sound of them being used, there's an attraction to it. And so I'm like,
you are a nut.
Oh, I like that there's a specific, like, I like that someone weighs out the beans. I like that someone grinds those
you
specific
like
beans.
You like the cup of water.
I like that some,
you
they
like
go
the
into
little
the thing.
Side water.
I like that then they press that thing. There's a little brush to clean off the thing. Then they put that in, and when it pulls the shot, the camera angle that shows, like, how the espresso is, like, pressurized into the cup, to me, it looks like syrup almost, and, like, color of it's so good. I love all of that. Yeah, and I mean, literally, you're then the cleanup of everything you just did takes 10 times longer than the amount of time to like drink the thing. But I love the look of all the machines. I love the look of all the toys. I would have them laid out. Like if someone came over and I go, don't touch that. You can look at it, but don't touch any of that stuff. Those are my toys for the morning. That would be, if I owned that, that would be my ritual at home. As it is now, my ritual that I really enjoy and prefer is I love going to a coffee shop because, and I like getting there very early. I like how a town or a part of town, being in LA, it's so big, I like how it wakes up. I like how you see the traffic build a little bit. Like, oh, everyone's now, like, joining the day. I like seeing a coffee shop of the person who's been there since 5:30 because they had to open and mm-hmm. they had to pull a bunch of shots to dial in the machine. You got to do it every day. I love getting there, having the espresso, the sparkling water that goes with it, and I love sitting, like, at the table and just be, it would be, if it was a cup of black coffee, I'd love that, too. But I love that atmosphere. Mm-hmm. To me, it's so peaceful. And there's a moment that the atmosphere gets destroyed because it's now 8 a.m., 8:30. People are getting to work. It's mm-hmm. now no longer beautiful and serene. It's now still work. The same space, but it's just too many people. Yeah. And you go, all right, I got in before the – now I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. I'm gone. I had my thing. But that, to me, like, sets the tone for the day where I go – I'll uncomfortably get up too early in the morning just to go sit in that space to have that. And I usually have, like, my journal with me, but I don't ever even fucking get to it. I'm just too much, like, looking around and, like, I gotta say, when a coffee shop also has, like, the right music, I prefer jazz because I think that's, like,
sure.
at 7 a.m.
Anybody can.
7 a.m., yeah. like the right kind of jazz with your coffee to me is perfect. But any music that fits the tone and sometimes surprise me, like show me something new, like great. I love it. That, like, that as far as like a ritual goes that I can say happens almost every day mm-hmm. is that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys consider your showering ritualistic?
I used to.
That's such
do you
a
do
good
the same
question.
Thing every time? Like, I go in, if it's a day I need to shave my head, I will brush my teeth while, because you need to heat up these follicles and that, so you can shave your head better. And then it's just the same, it's just do, one after the other as to, like, how I go about it. And I feel most people probably do the same steps in order, even how to the way in which they clean themselves is always the same every single time, probably.
I think so.
I would say yes. I would say it's maybe there's less of a joy in that ritual, and it's just like shampoo, conditioner, soap, rinse, I'm out of here. Like it's not anything I think that I gain something from other than it's just how it's always someone just taught me that as a kid, and so it's just what I do.
Yeah.
I will say though, like I go cold only on the shower and I get in it as fast as possible. And I try to focus on my breathing as quick as possible. I try not to panic. I stand there and I focus on how I'm exhaling. Because it's not like it's pleasurable in any way. But I got to say, it really wakes you up. And to be able to, like, discipline yourself to do this thing you don't want to do, for me, ritualistically in the shower, I think that's a good way to start the day.
I try. As soon as you said that, I was on the road and with, you know, Ted Alexandro?
Yeah,
he's a comedian. We were talking about this.
We've met. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And we were talking about this.
He owes me money.
And I,
fine, keep going.
Well, no, now I feel like it's you're not going to appreciate this story.
It's not a low amount. It's like $20,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. I'll bring it up. I'm sorry. I did get the eucalyptus. Have you seen that? You can get it online and you hang it in the shower and it just gives the. And I tried to appreciate it. I even put a blue light in my shower and I'll keep all the bathroom lights off and then put the blue light on. And just get in there and, like, just take some time, enjoy the steam. But whatever reason, I don't know. I do one different thing, but I'll tell you that at the end. But I end up taking basically a military shower. I can't slow down.
Right.
I feel like life's going on, and I can't. So I do, like, behind the ear, you know, all the areas. I know what I have to do. I'm clean, but it's probably about a.
Do you wash your legs?
No.
Have you ever heard? Did you know Richard?
I'm not going to lie.
I know. Did you ever hear Richard Baines joke about that?
No.
Yeah, I'd be like, do you all, when you take a shower, do you all wash your legs? And, like, people would, like, laugh because, like, what a weird question. He goes, I just want to know if I'm lazy or not.
Yeah, people should be honest about that.
Yes and no.
I do it every single time.
You do?
Yeah. There's sometimes I go, you know what, let's really soap up the whole body. And then there's other times I go, let's get the parts that usually emit a smell.
Well, yeah, of course, behind the ears, you have
but
to
after
do
the gym.
The
I just I sweat so much. I just I don't want to, like. Just feel like there needs to be some sort of exfoliation there.
You know what people do that? I almost got into doing it. I should wash my legs. I was gonna go. Oh well, the soap runs down.
It
no,
does.
That's what I'm saying because I feel embarrassed that I don't wash my legs. But one thing that I started doing after me and Ted talked about the cold plunge, only 2 weeks, and sometimes it's literally 15 seconds.
Anyway, still good for you.
I turn, it's like a lazy plunge. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Turn the hot water off. I bet it could be 10 seconds sometimes.
Yes, I get it, yeah.
And turn around.
And just stay in it. Stay in it as long as you can.
For 10 seconds even. And it, oh,
well, they say that's what you should do to prepare. If you're like, oh, you're going to start doing a cold plunge, they say, like, start doing that a lot in the shower before you transition because it is a shock to the system, and you should kind of be familiar with it a little bit.
I can't go in cold.
How long is your military shower?
I would say 3 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
You know, but I do, when I try
still a pretty lengthy shower.
No.
Not at all.
Well, what's a military shower? Can you look? Can one of you guys just, I think it's like
10 seconds.
You want to get,
I would guess 3 minutes is fat. That's it.
You're right. Saying a military shower might be under 2 minutes.
It's a good conservation of water as
I'm in there for about a minute at the longest.
How long?
You are wild.
So, okay, I'm looking up time because they explain it, but they're not saying the time. It has more to do with the amount of water, I guess. But
and you guys are wasting.
Oh, here we go.
You both.
A Navy shower. A Navy shower, also known as a combat shower, military shower, sea shower.
Minute and a half.
There are a bunch. Method of showering that allows for a significant conservation of water and energy by turning off the flow of water in the middle portion of the shower while lathering.
Yeah.
A total running time of this kind of shower can last less than 2 minutes. Using an initial 30 seconds or so to get wet, followed by shutting off the water using soap and shampoo lathering, then rinsing for a minute or less. So you were pretty right.
Yeah.
So I'm a good person. I'm a better person.
I don't know. I'm in there for an hour and a half.
By the way,
I've written books in the shower.
That's why no one's read them, because that ruins the paper.
I take a 17-hour shower, and I lay down.
I wake up, I do it again. I have no time for anything.
Well, I'm dirty again. I sweated in here.
In bed.
You know, things that I'll do because I'm so busy all the time, and so I try to find, like, stuff that I have to do for myself but that I want to turn into something that could be nice for me is, like, my skincare routine at the end of the day, like, taking a time, or when I'm putting my makeup on, like, using that time to, like, as a ritual to just make it, like, sort of methodical, not have anything else going on, like, sort of take a moment to be with my thoughts, which is scary.
Kind of meditative.
That's a good, you know, I'm only referencing this because I'm my paranoia, but I have a joke in my act about, you know, I see so much stuff on TikTok that I'm embarrassed now. I say, oh, I saw it on Instagram because, but I have a lot of good. And I saw that. I saw, you know, in 2024, men that are comfortable and putting on their moisturizer. And one night when I was putting it on, I go, try to just slow down and, like, enjoy that. Enjoy that teeny little thing.
Because it's a little, they're little self-care moments, you know, and but Zen. Having that consistent ritual for me is really helpful and really nice. Like, mentally, it's helpful.
You were saying about mashed potatoes. No, you got a good arm, Rory. No, you're fine.
I do jujitsu.
Yeah, watch your mouth. when you were talking about the coffee, I thought about, even in my lazy, you know, instant coffee way, and I got, and again, I got this from TikTok from watching these people in their sprinters make their coffee in the morning.
Yeah, it's always a sprinter, though. You're right.
Well, they're the nice ones, the ones you fantasize about living in.
Yeah,
and I bought a nice hot water tea kettle. Like, I wanted nice one to look artistic and cool. I have it on a shelf, and you know, one of the things with the spring in it that you make coffee that way, you drip. Yes. I don't use it, but I have it next to it just
it looks
pretty.
You're
the same way. When you pour the water, I try to raise the water high so I can hear it go into the cup.
Yes,
because there's something very nice.
It's
about
a good
that.
Sound. Yeah,
it's a nice sound.
I agree.
It's a nice sound.
You don't even drink coffee, do you?
Nope.
You know why? I know why?
Why?
Because you're weak. You're too weak.
Is that my tradition?
Your my tradition ritual? Is to retain a weakness.
I have so many I could say up at the cabin.
Did you share one of yours?
I mean, I sort of shower always the same way. I think that there's, up at my family's little cabin in Wisconsin, there's 100 different rituals of things we do. One of them is, like, you go to the flea market, you go and you park, and then you kind of walk around the flea market, and then you go to gyms, you get a Bloody Mary, or in my case, a screwdriver, and it's always just sort of the same thing every single time. I've actually wanted to start learning how to bake more, and I feel like that is sort of very ritualistic.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's a chore or a ritual, but I do have to make my bed every morning.
I think it's a good way to start the day.
You just start. I sleep on a made bed because I like to get up with the blanket I sleep with and I tuck around me, I just fold that and put it at the end. Mm-hmm. And I just found these. They look like blankets, but they're fitted. So I put that. It's basically the sheet.
Yeah.
You know, wash it once a week, yeah, but it's fitted. It's got a little more texture to it, and I like it a little better than the sheet that you usually cover.
Yeah.
So it looks like a blanket, and if you were at a hotel that they wrapped, which, yeah, I hate, around the bed.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a fitted blanket, basically. I put that on the bed, and then I wake up with my blanket, and I fold it and put it at the end of the bed. And it's very... I don't like making my bed.
Right.
It's, you know, so, and it's against the wall. So, you know, that fitted blanket and folding the blanket up at the end is, I just got it like 2 months ago, see, you know.
Feels good.
It does. Nice, it feels good. Making the bed feels, in the morning, it's, I feel so good after I make my bed.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot for sending this in, Derek. We appreciate it. Love that you were able to still find the ritual of the things you used to do with your brother and your dad. And if anybody else has any rituals and stuff, please send them in. thepenpalspod@gmail.com. We wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Daniel Van Kirk.
Roy wow. Scovel.
That was a nice one.
And
Todd Glass.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back!
Ladies and gentlemen, we're
plugs, plugs and hugs with Daniel Radio.
You read one letter?
Two.
Nice. These are the plugs. Watch my special on Max. Go to RoySkovel.com and buy some of my paintings. Follow me on Instagram for any updates about different things. What is the date today?
April 24th.
I am going to be in Atlanta at the Red Clay Comedy Festival doing two improvised stand-up shows, May 8th and May 9th. Go to Red Clay comedy. I don't even know what their fucking website is, but just look up Red Clay Festival Atlanta and it'll take you right there. And then buy tickets to see those shows. And don't be a dick. I'm making it all up on the spot. So it's going to be C+ at best.
DanielVanKirk.com for all my stuff. The first weekend in May, I'm going to be in Denver. The 18th of May, I will be in Wisconsin. And you can also check out my special Rose Gold on my YouTube channel, Daniel Van Kirk Comedy, over on YouTube. And share it, like it, tell other people about it. If you live somewhere that has a comedy venue or a club, feel free to tag them in a post and say, bring this dude here. You guys are fans of comedy. We can't do shows to empty rooms. And you play a big role in where we go and what we do. You can also request shows. And on my site, you can get Pen Pals merch and Rose Gold merch while it still lasts. Watch Wine Club. I think that's it for me. DanielVanKirk.com. Oh, I'll be doing my own residency at the Lincoln Lodge in July. I don't know if that link will be up yet. I'm doing a week of shows. My own little mini festival.
Nice.
Hub City Comedy Festival.
Go to it, Todd.
Hub City Comedy Week.
Go do it. It's the Daniel.
You can come and do anything you want. We have a show.
Where is it at?
Lincoln Lodge in Chicago.
Is it invited?
Well, I can't go to Chicago. I don't fly. I walk to all my shows, and I don't want to get into it.
That sounds like you don't want to get there.
I don't want to get into it.
Chicago. I love
what do you
Chicago.
Got, Todd?
What
you
do
got,
I have? Well,
we talked
about before. The show we were talking about, I'm actually doing as part of the Netflix as a Joke Festival at the UCB Theater.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. It's going to look like it's never looked before.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, they changed their green room.
Yeah, I know. It's
amazing.
It's great. It's really nice.
And I think all the seats in the showroom are new. I'm going to have a company come in and pipe and drape the back of the room with like a theater. Not the black wall that can get dirty. I get it. Because they do a lot of improv and fun stuff there. But just clean, brand new. Like if you were at a big, nice theater, that same thick, weighted curtain. Boom, I have the bands. I'm pulling all steps out, all stops out, whatever the phrase is. That's on May 12th. It's Mother's Day, some people might not be able to go.
Or they should go with their mom.
And well, maybe if their mom loves comedy.
Why not?
Yeah. You know, it's like when you do comedy on Valentine's Day and you look into the crowd. You know, these are not comedy people.
And they
people.
Thought this was a good idea.
Yeah.
Also, hey, mom, we love you so much, but what a great lunch. We got to get going. We got Todd's show.
If they like comedy.
No,
they
I'm
like
saying,
comedy.
You tell the mom, we got to go. Sorry.
You spend, by the way, if you're spending time with your mom, you're right. This is a 7 o'clock show. Have dinner with your mom at 2.
Yeah.
And then,
some call it lunch.
You know, I think that's it. Some Gaffigan dates coming up, but you can go to his site for that. And then, I think that's,
okay.
Yeah, that's all I got right
People
now.
People should watch your TikToks.
Oh, having a ball on TikTok and Instagram and TikTok. I always forget to plug TikTok and Instagram, and it's just Todd Glass.
We forget to plug ours.
Yeah.
We never do. I don't believe in it.
You can send us a letter, Care of the Pen Pals Podcast, 5419 Hollywood Boulevard, Suite C, number 121, Los Angeles, California,
90027.
And or email us thepenpalspod@gmail.com.
Sorry.
It's okay. Say it.
I always give a plug to Chad Maxwell, you know? Every
fuck
single
him.
Yeah, fuck
Why? What
guy.
Did he do
fuck
to you?
You don't want to talk about it.
That's what he did.
What did he do?
We don't want to talk about
he
it.
Didn't do.
What?
Did nothing. He didn't do anything good for me.
Oh, asshole.
Never writes me back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's our next letter.
Okay.
Hi, friends. Mm-hmm. Hope you are both well. Just a quick little question for me. What is something that you absolutely love to do or experience?
You guys can't say coffee.
But if you did it all day, every day, forever and ever, it would slowly turn into a torturous hellscape. For example, say you had an orgasm every 5 minutes for eternity, or if you had to pick a new ice cream flavor every 10 minutes and eat it in perpetuity. Great things can become very old very quickly, and as they say, it's a fine line between pleasure and pain. Thank you again for being the lovable cackling idiots that you are and for reading my last letter. And yes, for the record, I am a member of the Palpitentrion, but have not yet caught up.
You're about to.
I'm saving it for some kind of delayed gratification later. Love, Kristen.
We didn't even say in the plugs and hugs, just to remind everybody, you can find out in other episodes, but
yeah,
we're going full Patreon. So.
Full Patreon,
so anybody
folks.
Who loves the show is going to be
if you love this
page.
Show, join our Patreon. That's the only place you're going to be able to get our shows starting May
17th.
17th. Is that right?
I believe so.
I don't think that's right. Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you May ever 17th. Have one of you not here and somebody co-host with you?
Nope.
We did it one time for a Patreon. It was me and Lisa.
I would love to do that just to put it
no.
out there.
No.
Oh, no, okay, I understand.
No, actually, we're going to be here the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll actually be here.
Never, you know.
No, we have all our dates actually work out right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to be here the rest of the time. Thank you very much.
I mentioned this place. I think I would hate it if I had to live at the cabin.
Oh, that's interesting. The
going there in the summer, knowing that it's summer.
Daniel has a cabin. Oh, you would actually really enjoy that. I'll give you the abbreviated version because our listeners have heard it ad nauseum.
Sorry.
Daniel's invited me to the cabin. It's a big part of his family.
Where's it at?
About an hour north of Madison.
In Wisconsin. Nice. Went up there with him to finally see this cabin. And it was great. We had so much fun. But the part that you would love the most is that at night, Daniel has Tombstone pizzas, but he also has an official Tombstone pizza oven. Like, oh, not, nice. And I mean, like,
it's one of my rituals.
I mean, like, it's the kind, it's very nice, but it's like the kind that someone's like, oh, yeah, you had enough Marlboro points and you bought one of those Tombstone pizzas. You know, it's that. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we're talking about some like luxurious thing. We all could attain it, but you might go, oh, no, I'll just put it in the oven. Daniel's right. There's something different about the Tombstone pizza.
It makes
pizza
a difference. My niece has one.
Yeah, it's a ritual.
It's a big difference.
It's one of my rituals.
It's incredible. Anyways, he has all these VHS tapes all over the cabin. He's like, let's watch a movie. And there's two recliners for the TV. I'm like, oh, we have our own recliner. It's so comfortable. We got beers. We're having, like, cocktails. We got the pizzas. And I pick out Spring Break, 1983. This, like, movie.
TNA.
It's, like, just boobs all over the place, and that's why people would go and see it. And then they thought, that'll get people in the theater, and then they'll see our story, which is, like, so disjointed. You can't even understand what was even happening. We watched that, little high, eating these Tombstone pizzas. It was so blissful. The very next night, Daniel's like, so what should we watch tonight? And I go, I think we watched that movie again. Like, we relived it.
Wonderful.
Exactly, and it was just as fun. Already knowing the movie, we were both, I go, I still don't think I understand the movie. Daniel goes, I don't understand it, and I've seen it 30 times.
I have no idea.
What movie is it again?
It's called Spring Break. We have the soundtrack, the LP, out there, and we found out in the past couple months, one of my cousins, my mom's age, is an extra in the movie. Two of my cousins are. And
can you spot him?
We are going to go back and watch, and then in a couple months, we're going to have one of them on to talk about.
Oh, I love it.
Like, the experience of being in the movie, because I'm on the page. We can do whatever we want.
Dude, kings, you know what I mean?
I had a place up in Lake. Wait, did you ever go up to Lake Arrowhead?
I never went to your place, but I've been up there. Yeah, yeah.
Up in Lake Arrowhead, and it's, yeah, the cabin thing is just.
I think the going there, knowing that it's summer, and figuring out the amount of times I'm going to be there, and when, and is anybody who's never, am I bringing somebody this summer who's never been there before, or when is my family going? When am I going to be there by myself? When am I going to take my mom up there, or my grandmother? When are the nephews going to be there? If I lived there, everything I just said would go away.
It's gone.
You know,
and I would go, I need a place to get away.
Well, think about it right now. There's no part of you that would go, I love going out to L.A., going to my apartment. That sounds absurd, what right. I just said. But if you lived at the cabin, you would think that. You'd be like, I go to L.A., I go to my favorite restaurants. All these restaurants. And people would be like, what are you talking about? And you're like, it's just because it's a special, it every now and then. Now, granted, you have nostalgia at the cabin, obviously.
Of course.
But whenever I go to a place like that, I used to go, I could live here. But then sort of connecting with what you just said, I always think, like, wherever it is, you know, outside of San Francisco, where did they do comedy at that place for a while?
Healdsburg?
It's where, like, Robin Williams lived.
Throckmorton Theater.
And I think, I could live here. And right away I go, oh, I would go crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The only place recently I went to where I thought, you know what, I think I could live here, I fell in love with Hoboken, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Okay, oh, I lived there. I lived there for a year.
Are you serious?
When I first moved to New York City, I lived in Hoboken. Yeah.
Well, how many years ago?
This is 2007 I moved
They redid it in wicker. It's so much nicer.
The whole place is wicker.
The whole place is
wicker. It's going to burn down.
That's going to be a big problem.
It's going to burn down.
They get storms.
Yeah.
I can't steal yours, but I agree with you wholeheartedly. But, you know, as far as
you
like...
You can steal it. Co-opt it?
Okay. Yeah, Rory, why don't you tell yours, or did you tell you where you, what you would find you love, but if you did it every
day? That's the thing. I don't. Memory wouldn't be a place. I don't know what it would be. I gotta
spirals,
say,
craft spirals. You made me do it every day. I would end up hating it.
Yeah,
I don't want
I mean,
that life.
There is like the sweet and the sour that you do need of life and like these things. And I can't say like I do the things that I like is like for instance, I actually can't paint every day. I can't eat ice cream every day. I mean, these are two of my favorite things right now. Like, having ice cream in general, any flavor. I love ice cream so much. I love it so much that sometimes people are like, oh, it's not even good ice cream. I'm like, I don't even care.
Who cares?
I don't even fucking care. I just want it. I don't really? Care what it is.
Do you think you just love the mouthfeel?
I mean, obviously, I prefer great ice cream.
The mouth of the cold and the...
There's some to the cold. There's some to, like, it's just the kind of treat that I
The spoon?
Prefer.
Do you like the cold spoon?
Yeah. I mean, I love it, like, when it's a certain texture and you can, like, just, like, shape it and play with it. Like, there's something I love about that.
You know, I would...
I think Elliot does that now, too. Like, I think she's, like, also...
The textures
like,
are...
Yeah.
I started to... I've done it once in a while where I'll get, like, a strawberry, a raspberry sherbet, because that has a different texture.
Yeah.
Any type of sherbet. And then vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
Put half of vanilla ice cream and half of the sherbet.
Oh,
and
that's
the two,
interesting.
It's almost like a Miami Vice.
That's what I could call it.
I should try that because I don't like sherbet. I don't like it at all, but I might like it if I did.
Yeah, try to get another thing besides ice cream. I think sherbet's one of them, but there's also something else.
The cream.
But the ice cream is the cream.
I know, but that's what I need. Like, I don't like sherbet because I'm like, I think it's too tart. It's always too tart.
Whenever I get it, because maybe it feels a little lighter.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Orange sherbet.
It's not cutting
that blood orange.
Oh,
blood orange sorbet, sherbet, whatever.
Making your own creamsicle instead of getting the one that's already mixed.
Never done it.
Oh, get orange sherbet and vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
And you'll put the right amount of vanilla with the orange. And let me tell you something. It'll knock your dick into the dirt.
Wait, why would it
love
do that?
It.
Is it painful?
No, it feels so good.
Why did you get knocked into
if
the
I did
dirt?
It every day, it would become hell. But every once in a while, a good dick in the dirt.
So I think perfect. I have one.
I've never done that. I've only ever seen it in Saltburn.
Mm.
I think I have one. And... what is Saltburn?
No, sorry. Sergeant? Sorry.
There's a scene in Saltburn where he kind of sex
dicks
with the ground.
A little dick in the dirt. Let me ask you this. Would it be hell? Think of something you could get every single day, and I don't think it would be hell to get a massage every day. Would that be hell?
I don't think I would get tired of it.
I honestly don't know because one, it's never gonna happen. I mean, you'd fucking be broke. But
you could get rich enough.
There might be a moment.
Take the money out of it.
Yeah.
Here's what I think would bother me about it. While it is luxurious, no, I'd love it. I think I would get to a point where I would just be like, oh, I'm gonna go get the massage, and just be like, ah, it always eats up like 2 hours of the day. Like, I think I'd start to feel a weird regret about the time I'm spending with it. Like, for instance. What has pulled me away from golf is finally being like, fuck, this really is a 5-hour affair. Like, I gotta stop.
Six.
I gotta, like, I could do other stuff instead of play all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Because it is a big time commitment. And I think I'd maybe feel that about massage. I don't get massages fucking enough.
You should be getting probably at least one once a month.
I don't do that, and I should. I
you
agree.
Definitely
but I don't.
Should. It's good for the toxins in your body. Break that stuff down.
I'm gonna go to
that lactic acid.
Caesar's Palace. I'm gonna go to their day spa.
Yeah, have you done that? When you said it earlier, we've become day spa guys.
We're day spa guys.
Well, no, I'm. You know what I like about?
I love that we become day spa guys. We've gone one time.
Not him.
I went three
the
times.
Day
last
spa. No, I mean as us, like we've just done.
Yeah,
the
we
one
talk
time.
About it a lot.
That actually should count.
What's nice about the day spa, like when you go to Vegas, is that I always say they put you into a comatose state. Plus, you can go down there early, an hour before. You can elongate the massage.
Yeah.
And then after the massage, you can stay down
in
there.
In the pools and stuff.
I did four and a half hours at the new Fountain Blue Day Spa in January.
They put you into a coma, and you don't have to get in your car. But I'll take it one level past this. And it's funny when you can enjoy something so much, and I've never done it again. I got a free massage in a gift basket, and the woman had to cancel twice. She felt so bad that she gave me, like, I think it was an hour and 40-minute massage, which it was worth it, at the house.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, made sure my house was as clean as it could be.
Sure.
My friend Gina came over while I was getting the massage. I said, the door will be open, and she ordered Thai food. So I knew, and I got the massage, and I realized I could stay not only, like, you know, like when you're at a spa, you can stay in that comatose state for 3 hours. You stay down, you know, like you were saying.
Yeah.
But the rest
you
of the night.
You ride it out all night.
You ride it all night. And you won't realize when you get a massage, you do have to, if you get in the car afterwards, you know, you have to snap out of that comatose state.
Yes. Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
So getting a massage at your house
you get to ride it.
You ride it. And you don't realize it. When you go, I'm getting a massage at the house. You don't realize it. I didn't say, I'll be able to stay in that but when it was happening, it was an hour and a half later, 2 hours later, and I'm like, well, I still feel like I'm on a Vicodin or something. Yes. Don't cut the edit that out.
No, it stays in.
No. That stays in.
That stays in. He's a drug pusher and doer.
Big time doer.
Do you ever do sensory deprivation tanks?
No.
So good.
Do you have to close the lid?
It's not a lid. It's a door. Close it. You can lay down on the water. That's.
Oh, I would try that.
Exactly. And I used to think it was a lid. And
that's I thought it was a lid until you told me it wasn't a lid.
It made when me you showed so me those pictures, nervous.
I was like,
maybe so nervous so long about tube. The lid. And then when I
in
realized,
my mind, it's always the, like an iron lung, but over my right, head, too.
It's nervous. A door that you get in and you go in, and it's so much more spacious than you think. And it's just so relaxing.
Where do you do that?
I was doing it in Pasadena. That place closed. They've now reopened with new management. It's a little more expensive.
Okay. Well, do you have a food you think you could eat every single day?
Oh, I know the answer to that.
Oh, what?
Well, when I was a certain age, very young, I ate hot roast beef sandwiches. Were like Philadelphia. It's, you know,
like
they
dip.
They put white bread on the plate, two pieces of white bread, roast beef, more white bread on top, and then they pour brown gravy all over it, mashed potatoes next to it.
Yeah, the gravy.
Brown gravy, thick brown gravy.
Yeah. Like came
puts
with
hair
a,
on your chest.
It came with a cigarette.
Right. What? What?
Like gravy that comes with a cigarette.
Yeah, right.
There's at least cigarette ash on top of the gravy.
I ate that for a while. But there's a Thai dish called, it's got egg and the thick fat noodle. I forget the name of it. And I ate it.
Pad Thai.
Pad Thai. Lad Nar. Pad Wun Sen.
Drunken noodles.
Mm. Oh, I love you. Thank you.
Oh, what are the, you know, that Kim old that Thai, that old
it's got
Thai
that
name.
Thick noodle. It's very, mm-hmm. And I think I ate that for I didn't eat it straight, but I ate it for like 10 years every single time I went to it. I thought, come on, you got to try something new.
Wow, you love
now
it.
I do. Now I do.
But you loved it.
I did. I loved it every time. Peanut butter and jelly is like that.
Peanut butter and jelly.
On potato bread? Any type of jelly you want.
Potato bread.
You don't.
Too much for me.
Too much. Too
He's not
too,
like us.
Too much of a character.
He's not like
too
us.
Too much of a character. Hey, what are you guys saying? Yeah. What are you saying?
Oh, my God.
That?
You know what? You need to get therapy.
For what?
I'm talking about you.
What did you say? I heard my name. What did you say?
Hey. Oh, come on.
Whatever.
It's like me and my ex used to play this game.
Oh, you did? Coffee. It's like the coffee. He's weak. He's weak.
That's no, I fine. Love this guy. I really do. I don't even like in bits to. When I was going over to do the bit where I didn't even like doing it as a bit.
Why?
Because I don't want to do a bit where I'm not relating with you because I relate with you so much.
Thanks, brother. You and I always connect so well.
I know. Outside.
Thank you. You and I, talking about you and Todd? Talking about me.
When I gave you a hug, you said something, whatever it was, I related with you. And you know what it is? It's not that I agree with you. You say it sometimes a little cleaner
than
I can say.
Last time you were here,
it.
You said if you had to live with one of us, you'd want to live with me.
I thought when he hugged you, Daniel was like, you're lucky to be here.
What?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, I've never agreed with Daniel till now.
I'm going to miss you when you move to... You know what? I think I'm going to see you more. Maybe I'll see him more in Denver. Sometimes that happens.
Oh, you will.
Somebody moves away.
Yeah, because now it galvanizes the need.
Yeah.
It puts it in a place to where it has... How am I going to go to Denver and not go see Rory?
Exactly. Right.
Whereas in L.A., you're like, I'll see Rory eventually.
And you don't.
And you don't.
Guys, I'm going to be back and forth. Let's just be honest.
What is your thing, your eating thing?
That I couldn't do every day?
No, that you think you could do every day that you love so much. Not ice cream.
And I've tried, and I can't do it. I love pizza so fucking much. I love smash burger cheeseburgers so fucking much. Yeah. I mean, like, with, like, even as I say it, like, the salivating is already starting. Yeah. Like my brain is like, we're going to get to heaven right now, pizza? Like, I'm already, like, stupidly excited. But you can't do it every day, and because you become miserable. But I gotta say, I love it when it's been a good amount of time, and then someone's like, here's what's even better. Obviously, when someone else does it, and someone goes, "Oh, we got some pizza." I was just at someone's house the other day, and they were like, "Oh, we got some pizza." We're not even talking top shelf. We're not even talking warm. And I was like, "Oh," and I ate. Way more.
Would
than
you care what's
like,
on
to the point where
do you
were
care
like,
what's on it?
You weren't even invited.
Like you like all toppings.
What
you like all toppings, which is great. I wish I loved all toppings. You could just everything's always. So
I would say I like a lot of toppings. My particular ones, some of them I'd still eat.
Of course.
And I know it almost feels hacky when you say anchovies because anchovies feels like a bit that's come through stand-up.
Rosemary loves anchovies on it.
Yeah, there's certain things I don't want, but I got to say, like, things that are kind of a little crazy spicy, I've grown to love, like, with the tomato sauce and the cheese and stuff. But for the most part, I could kind of – my favorite is this pizza in Ojai, and it's called the Santa Monica, and it's pepperoni, and on top of it is like a lot of like lettuce, and then they just cover it in Italian dressing. All that sounds so simple. It's so good, but the thing I realized recently that I really love about it is that when I got to the end and I ate the crust, I was like, oh, I'm just now realizing this is exactly the way Pizza Hut used to taste when they had their pan pizza. Mm-hmm. All these places are just, they're different now. Whether they're good or not, it's fine. But when we were all younger, there was a different... But also, it was just made different. It wasn't like, hey, we're expanding so much. Let's cut things down. Let's go more quantity than quality. There was still like a balance of like, no, it's still actually really fucking good. I mean, mm-hmm. I can eat Pizza Hut right now and love it. But it reminded me, I go, oh, I love this pizza because it does taste good. But I'm now realizing there's a little bit of a nostalgia that I like with this pizza too.
For sure.
So fucking good. I tell so many people that in Ojai that I love that. And they go, they're like, that is so funny to us that this shitty thing that everyone in town just like shrugs off, like, I wouldn't even order that pizza. And I'm like, I come to town to get that pizza.
Wait, is it lettuce or spinach?
It's lettuce. It's like it's like people make fun of it because they go, you're an idiot. You're like a salad pizza. And I go, I know. I would, if you show me the picture and I've never tried it, I would never have tried it. But someone ordered it and I ate it. And then I was like, oh my God, Italian dressing on a pizza is the smartest thing I've ever fucking heard in my life. It's, If you've ever had a side of Italian dressing, just dip a couple bites in that, and you'll immediately go, oh, I get it. There's something about what Italian dressing is that works with cheese and tomato sauce and crust.
The passion you have for food, I just love it.
I love it.
We came over your house, and we all cooked something.
When we did the dessert challenge?
Oh, was it? We all did desserts. Yeah. And then Rory starts. How old's
Elliot?
Elliot.
She was
4.
Oh, the time she might have been like 7.
So he starts because it was Jordan and Elliot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who were you teamed up with? Me?
Me and you.
Me and you, and then Scott.
Scott and Sarah.
And Sarah. And then Rory starts by going, okay, I guess just so we know, it's not a big deal. We're all going to agree that just because someone's young, they don't automatically win. Is that cool? Is everybody in on that? Okay, everybody's good.
Yeah. Because it was Jordan and Elliot. Yeah, and course. All, like, everyone had mapped out what dessert they were going to. It was a cake challenge. You had to make a cake.
Yeah.
And so we made is it Samoa? Samosa cookie? The cookies that you get from
Samoa.
Girls? We
Samoans.
Made a lasagna.
Samoa is a.
It was a lasagna culture. That.
Yeah, it was good.
A lasagna Samoa good. Samoan cookie?
Yeah, it was a lasagna.
Like you cut it.
It was good. I learned some
it's
things.
It's Samoas.
I learned some things in it.
Samoas are the best Girl Scout
cookie. Scott and Sarah did a basic cake, but they decorated it really nice. There were points to be won there.
I could eat one Samoa every day for the rest of my life.
Who judged it?
Everyone judged, and you were not allowed to vote for yourself, and I've never seen someone. Only Elliot was adamantly opposed to that rule, and she was like, "I just think it's ridiculous. You can't vote for yourself." And I was like, "I don't think she's wrong. I think everyone was like, yeah, but if you vote for yourself, then you're automatically everyone's going to vote for themselves." And I was like,
and she's like, then we
the
have
reality
a tie.
Was Todd and I weren't going to because ours was not as good as someone right. else's. So I was like, someone else is going to win.
Both of theirs were really good. Ours was okay.
Look, if you just got high and someone said, hey, I have this lasagna, would eat it. Chad, who was just talking about, was right, there. And we were, and you know, everyone had a slice, but it was very rich and sugary. And Chad was going to some party with a bunch of 20-year-olds. And we go, take this because they'll all eat it. And he goes, everyone loved the lasagna. They goes, of course they did.
Yeah.
Like everyone at your party was drunk and high. Of course, who wouldn't eat a lasagna Girl Scout cookie? Even just that name is funny.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin spirals, so I wouldn't do that every day.
Do you know they sell the Samoans? Is that what you just said? Knockoffs at the supermarket?
No.
Like, they're not Girl Scouts, but they taste exactly. You ever
really?
Seen those? Yeah, they have a few different brands, and they're knockoff Girl Scout cookies. And there's I don't think Keebler makes them, but
yeah.
I think it might be, actually. But they're knockoff. They make a few knockoff Girl Scout cookies.
Are they
and
not
those
as
are
good?
Those elves that live in a
they're
tree.
They're pretty. I bet, to be honest... I'd be curious if you put them in a Girl Scout thing that nobody would know. I'd be curious to see.
Those cookies that Petridge Farm makes, they're like little ovals. What are those called?
Milanos?
Milanos. Double dark chocolate. I could eat an entire bag in less than 15 minutes and not even think about it.
Yeah.
Those, to me, they will not. They cannot last in my house for more than a day.
I get it.
I'll eat five.
Do you
I'll
dip
eat
it
five
in milk?
Like I'm eating popcorn.
Do you dip it in milk?
No, I just straight up raw it out.
Life-changing tip.
Unreal good.
The mint Milanos, pop them in the freezer.
Oh.
And then...
Cookies in a freezer for sure. Thin mint, Girl Scout thin mints in the freezer.
What's great about
slows you down too.
What's great about Milanos is they're crumbly enough that like it doesn't break your teeth when you go in to bite them. It's just the chocolate gets really cold. Yeah. Oh my God!
I do that with a lot of stuff, and I always say it slows me down a little because I can eat so quick. But if it's a little frozen, it'll just slow
you do that with chili.
I do that with chili.
It takes you so long.
Yeah.
And by the way, we talk about what we could do every day. I think I enjoy my coffee, and I have coffee. I only have one cup a day before I go to the gym. And I've been doing that for a long time.
I got to say, yes. And that hasn't, I don't see that ever slowing down for me. Unless I just get off it because I'm like, all right, I'm going to not do coffee. I'm not going to do caffeine for a while. So if that were to happen, I would have to get off it. But yeah, as far as like the things that, like, I think mine is pizza and burgers. Like, they're just not healthy, but God damn it, they're so
And it could ruin it for you if you did it, though.
It would ruin it.
Yep.
God, I've had some good burgers in my life.
Peanut butter and jelly, strawberry or grape? Quick question.
Grape.
Peanut butter and jelly, strawberry or grape?
Strawberry.
Peanut butter and jelly, strawberry or grape?
Strawberry.
I love them all. I love them all completely.
I was so... That's what I always say. If someone made me a great peanut butter and jelly, I would love it.
You give me a strawberry preserve?
But I turned into a strawberry guy, too, like only about 10 years ago.
Strawberry preserve?
It's just... I love the consistency of it more. Do they make grape... It's grape, but it's in the texture of the strawberry. Because strawberry, you know how it's like a little... It's not like as...
Grape is like jelly or...
Yeah, the grape is like jello. Yeah, it's hard to spread a little bit.
Vibe to it.
But, there's a salad place... I'm still grape, and that's basically...
There's a salad place here in town called Simply Salad.
I have integrity.
If I could eat that salad every day, I think I would be fine. It's called Simply Salad. They have a few locations. I would eat that salad every single day, and I think I could be fine. I think I would always like it.
Because all the stuff's chopped up.
Chopped up, and it's all good.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
Kristen... you knew what you were doing when you you brought this up because you knew we'd go to food and you knew exactly the trap that you set, and I appreciate that. Good for you. We wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Rory Scovel,
Daniel Van Kirk,
and
Todd Glass.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.